Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Right now, we head right back out to the Technicom hotline, and we welcome in the ACC Rookie of the Year. He averaged nearly 18-9 for Coach K at Duke last year. He's a Miami, Florida native and a brand new Charlotte Hornet. Vernon Carey Jr. with us on the Technicom hotline. Vernon, I appreciate your time, buddy. Congratulations. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got to be honest, man. I love the draft. I'm a 35-year-old grown man, but I still get as excited about the NBA draft as I did when I was a kid. And it's in large part because I get to see guys like you live their dream on national television, you know, for everybody to watch and see the emotion and think. What was that feeling two nights ago when you got that call and the Hornets said, we're taking you 32nd overall?
Just crazy, man. I mean, it was a my lifelong dream just growing up, and just to be close to Duke. I mean, that's something special too. So I could just always come back to Duke. So I mean, it's just special. It's a special night.
Makes sense. I mean, I know you're a Miami native, but this is, I guess, home now for you. You got a lot of people here in the state of North Carolina that love you, love your game, have enjoyed watching you at Duke especially. Talk to me about the weight loss and what you've done to change your body this offseason. I looked at my guy across the room here last week, and I said, man, look at Vernon. Look at the way he's changed his body. This guy's serious about adapting his body and his physicality to the NBA level. What started that, and what's the ultimate goal of losing 33 pounds and trimming down for the next level?
Yeah, I mean, after the season ended because of COVID, the Duke season, me and my parents hired a chef, and I feel like that played like a huge role in helping me lose those 30 pounds. And I mean, just working those 6 months that we had off until the draft. So I mean, that was a whole process, really.
Is this, because you have a pretty polished offensive skill set right now. I know you don't, I'm sure you don't think that you're a finished product, but you have a really polished offensive skill set. Was that, you know, trimming down about the ability to get out in transition and to switch on pick and rolls and be a bit more nimble defensively? Was that part of the focus too?
Yeah, definitely. Just with me losing these 30 pounds, I feel like it definitely helped me with my mobility. Just being able to go, like you said, move and switching on the guard and then guarding the pick and roll action, and just I feel like also my athleticism just got better, just with me feeling lighter and just feeling better.
We're talking to Vernon Carey Jr., 32nd overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets two nights ago in the draft, a product out of Duke. What parts of your game, you know, do you feel like maybe weren't showcased as much as they could be at the NBA level, or, you know, could have been otherwise at Duke? What parts of your game do you think, you know, those of us who have watched you haven't seen much of yet?
Just my versatility, I feel like. Just maybe, yeah, just like with me, for instance, like getting the ball off a rebound, pushing in, and finding teammates, and being able to stretch the floor off pick and pop situations and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I feel like that's just some stuff I didn't get to showcase as much as I would have liked to.
What do you expect it's going to be like to play with LaMelo Ball? You know, he comes in with a lot of fanfare and hype and all the things that you and I both know that we don't have to go back over. But you know, LaMelo comes in with a lot of excitement around him. You get to be his teammate. What do you think of his game, and what are you expecting it'll be like?
It's going to be fun. I mean, we're both young guys. I mean, he's played professional overseas, so he has the experience, I feel like. And I feel like he's just an easy teammate to play along with, just with his IQ and just with all the intangibles that he has. I mean, I feel like it'll just be easy to play off of him.
What did you know about James Borrego and his coaching style before your name was called the other night? What do you think about JB?
Yeah, I mean, just his play style. I feel like it's up and down play style, just with the young group that this organization has. And I mean, I feel like with So 30 pounds that I lost, I feel like I could definitely fit in.
I love it. I love it. Two quick things, I'll let you go. As far as, let me ask you this. John Calipari joined me about 15, 20 minutes ago. Coach Cal jumped on and was talking about one of your new teammates, Nick Richards. The Hornets made a deal to trade for him two nights ago. You know, I was excited when they went, you know, back to back with you and Nick Richards. You're, you know, 6'10 and long and athletic. He's 6'11 and long and also ridiculously athletic. What do you know about Nick? How can you two work together to develop kind of in tandem as a couple of young big men?
Yeah, I mean, just playing like off. I mean, yeah, just playing off of each other. I feel like I know he's been working on his game, just being able to step out and shoot it, just like I am. So I feel like we'll just be able to play off of each other.
So the thing I've always heard about you, Vernon, is that you're a tough kid, but you're also a very cerebral guy. You're very smart. Basketball IQ is high, but you know, off the court as well. Let's take the athlete basketball player away from Vernon Carey, the guy, for a second. Who else is Vernon Carey? What do you like to do off the court? What really lights you up outside of basketball?
Yeah, I mean, just spending time with family and friends. That's the first thing, and the second thing will probably be I like to fish. I have to go like deep sea fishing.
Nice.
On my free time, and also I just like to play video games.
That's the first thing I learned about PJ Washington last year. PJ was giving me the ins and outs of Fortnite, something I know nothing about. Are you a Fortnite guy or a Call of Duty guy? What's your game?
Crazy thing is, I was talking to PJ like two nights ago, like three days ago, before the draft on the game on 2K.
Okay. All right. I think we got a little bit of a glitch there. Vernon, I think we had something drop out there. I know you got a bunch of these to get to, a lot of things. You got a busy day with the Hornets, so I'm going to cut you loose, buddy. I'm thrilled you're here. Love your game. Can't wait to be with you guys in the arena here pretty soon. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.